Now third down and 9 yards to go for the Patriots, deep in their own territory, trailing by 8 points, the visiting Ubbly Bearcats 14-6.
Well, this is what we're talking about, Clark. Can the offensive line of USA slow down the defensive pass rush of the Bearcats? So far, that has been the key in this game for Ubbly. They have slowed down the Patriot offense, and anytime you're a run-first team, a run-heavy team with a new quarterback at the helm, you do not want to see third and nine. Looks like a handoff,
it's a handoff right,
right up
through
the middle.
Once again, across to the close to the 35-yard line, stopped at the 34-yard line, and this will set up a fourth down for the Patriots. Number 45, Macklin Gettle, your running back. Now a 5 yard to go for the USA Patriots, trailing by one touchdown and a 2-point conversion. 7 minutes before halftime, brought down by Darren Soule of the Bearcats.
Darren Soule, 6'3", 210 senior, another big body in that defensive line, linebacker area. He's been moving all over the place, right now lined up in that defensive tackle position. He's a monster down there, and he's been causing havoc on these Patriots.
And they're going to rugby style kick this one out, and it's a beautiful looking punt. No one was back for the Bearcats, so this one will come dead at the 21-yard line. A nice punt from the USA backfield. I believe that was Max Slater who was doing the duties there. And so USA will punt this one away with 6:34 left in the second quarter. And Ubbly holds USA to a 3-and-out.
A little bit of a unique formation. They put Ryan Kine off onto the end and just 30 in the backfield. And it was a short drop. Looked like maybe some kind of trick play among us. Ubbly stayed up on it. Instead, it was a pooch kick. Nobody back there. He gets the rollout and gets a nice punt off, pinning Ubbly way back in their own territory.
If you look at Ubbly's last three possessions now, well, how they were set up. USA scores a touchdown. Ubbly scores a touchdown. USA is stopped on fourth down, turnover of downs. Ubbly goes down and scores a touchdown. Now Ubbly holds USA to a 3-and-out. Now with the ball at their own 21-yard line of the T formation, it's a handoff, and it's coming right through, bound to the 30-yard line for an 8-yard gain as they are dipsing and diving all the way around. Matt Mychek on the keeper, in fact, out for an 8-yard gain, brought down by Joshua Lang out of the secondary for USA, having to make that stop. Second down, 2 yards to go with the 30.
That's where he sells that read option look. He puts the ball in the arms of his running back and out of his peripheral vision. If he does not see anything he likes, he pulls the ball back, spins around, and hits the outside. It's sort of a guess at times because he's got his back to that side, but he spun around, had a lot of green grass, and it's a big gain on first down. This is where the Bearcats strive. A touchdown lead, the ball in their hands, the full field in front of them, 5.5 minutes to play. Watch them try to drain this clock and not give USA another chance at the end zone.
It's a handoff right up the gut for the Bearcats across the 30-yard line out to the 33. Number 20, Derek Brown, your ball carrier, out for enough for a first down. It's what's called a 3-yard gain, brought down by Cooper Caulfield of the Patriots. He's that middle linebacker for the red, white, and blue. Move the chains for the Bearcats. First and 10, 5:39 left in the second quarter, 14-6. And we have a timeout called by USA. It's a 60-second break on the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Ubley with the first and 10 from their own territory at the 33-yard line. Ref to light, right to left across your radio. My apologies there. In their away white uniforms is a handoff right at the middle. Nothing going there, but they somehow push forward out to the 35-yard line for a 2-yard gain. We'll set up the second down, 8 yards to go. Number 54, Cooper Caulfield on the stop, bringing down the Ubley running back.
Yeah, Jonathan Brandle getting the bulk of the carries tonight. Keep in mind, I can see right next to Coach Kaufman, number 20, Derek Brown is on the sideline. Was not injured in this game, but has been battling an ankle injury throughout the preseason. He hasn't practiced a lot, so no surprise there. They tested him early, haven't needed him yet. Jonathan Brandle picking up the slack.
T formation, might check under center. Is going to keep this for himself. We're trying to go around the right end. Ends up cutting back inside and gets out to the 37-yard line. Brought down by Max Slater, the defensive end for USA. It is a third down, 5 yards to go from the 38-yard line.
And an athletic play by Slater. He come across from the other side of the line to come behind the backfield and make that tackle from behind. Matt Mychak just was making his cut back to the middle, like Clark said, was just about to turn up the jets before he was tackled after a short gain.
With 11:57 left in the first half of the Harbor Beach Bad Axe game, it is Harbor Beach 20, Bad Axe 8. Thank you to Paul Adams for that score update. In our game here, it is Ubley 14, USA 6. Ubley with the ball on offense. Mychak back to pass, looking to his left to the near sideline, has a man open, and he hits him, number 37. Nathan Keller brings it into the 40-yard line and is brought down by Joshua Lang at the 33-yard line. A big gain for the Ubley Bearcats into USA territory. And a lot of hands on the hips for this USA defense.
Well, I think they're shocked at how well Matt Mychak can throw the football, and that's another one that lands perfectly between the numbers. He had to loft that one a little bit, but he landed it perfectly. Again, you see the running back come from the backfield, turn straight up the field, and then leak right towards the sideline. And Matt Mychak reads the linebacker. In this case, it was Yoder, number 27. He looks at a spot, throws it right over him, in between him, Yoder, and number 2, Langs, and drops it in perfect for a big gain.
A 28-yard gain on the pass completion. And now it's a handoff through the trenches, and that is number 22, Jonathan Brandle, your ball carrier for the Bearcats down to the 30-yard line. That is a gain of 3. Sets up a second down, 7 to go.
Now you see those outside wing T backers cross. The one on the left was 23, Keller. The other one, 22, Brandle. They cross each other, and he gives it to the second running back, who goes right up the middle. A short gain, but now you're starting to see the wing T formation and all the different options and ways of utilizing them. You're starting to see that playbook open up a little bit as Matt Mychak settles in at the quarterback position.
Working off the left hash, looking back to pass again, going right through the gut, and he's going to have to work for this one. And we have a pass interference at the 5-yard line. As he was trying to go for Jonathan Brandle, he had to dive for it. He had defenders over him. And they're going to say there's a little bit of interference, and this will be against the USA Patriots. And this will push the ball further into USA territory.
Yeah, Clark, that's an easy call. Now, not the best decision Matt Mychak has made yet, but he did catch number 13, Tanner Foley, with his back to the ball. And when he threw it to the wide receiver, Brandle, he adjusted to the ball, but Tanner Foley had his back to the ball, didn't know where it was, put his arm on Brandle, and brings him down before the ball gets there. An easy pass interference call and a first down for the Bearcats.
15 yards are walked off on the pass interference, pushing Ubley into the USA red zone. They are at the 16-yard line of USA. T formation for the Bearcats. Mychak is under center, hands it off to number 37. That would be Nathan Keller, and he's still on his feet in the second effort, spinning all of his way down to this 2-yard line. That play was nearly called dead at the 9-yard line, but somehow, in a second effort and third effort, getting all the way down to the 2-yard line, enough to move the chains once again, and finally, USA there to stop him.
Nathan Keller running like a man possessed. It certainly looked like a rugby pile. He was going to be stopped, and next thing you know, he's off to the races, down inside the five, maybe down at the one, maybe two-yard line. Again, I know I almost looked away, Clark. I thought the play was done, and Nathan Keller refuses to go down and stumbles his way all the way down to the two-yard line, putting the Bearcats in excellent position on first down to extend their lead 14-6.